Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continuing with our series on the great companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this week we'll be learning a little about Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was also known as Abu Muhammad. He was born 10 years after the birth of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he passed away 22 years after the demise of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdul Rahman, who was the son of Auf, was an extremely generous and courageous companion of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His name during the days of ignorance was Abd Amr and Abdul Kaaba. When he accepted Islam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed it to Abdul Rahman. He accepted Islam in the very early days of prophethood. He is said to be in the first 8 people to accept Islam. He accepted Islam through the invitation of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Regarding some of his special qualities and achievements, he had the privilege of leading Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in salah during the battle of Tabuk. This is a testimony of his righteousness. He was among the Ashara Mubashara, the 10 Sahaba given the glad tidings of Jannah. In the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was one of 6 people chosen by Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to form a council, meaning a shura, to choose the next Khalifa after his death. So this also shows the trust people like Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had in him. He was one of the wealthiest companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but despite this, he was extremely generous. And with this generosity, he was also very selfless and down to earth. He spent a great amount of his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he could acquire great things in the hereafter. After Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu took the responsibility of looking after the beloved and blessed family of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are 2 different views about where Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu passed away. Some are of the view that he passed away in Medina, whilst others are of the view that he passed away in Sham, in the region which now falls into Jordan. He was 75 years at the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of his efforts and sacrifices and reward him on behalf of the whole ummah. Inshallah, until next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.